Tim May, good morning, sir.
Good morning, men.
How are you?
And woman.
Hey, I want to...
That's Skank. Don't insult Skanks like that, Tim.
we got to talk the game Saturday night, but I'll tell you what, I'm looking at that photo of the breakfast you had that you tweeted. Yep. Holy cow.
Yeah, that's one of the great places to eat in America, Kitchen on Main. We discovered that a few trips ago on our journeys back and forth from Penn State, but yes, I had the breakfast bowl, which was unbelievable. But
hey, what's the
past that? I really don't have an endorsement.
Okay,
you know, hey, what's the best place to eat on the road? Because I tell you what, I don't know if you've been to Syracuse, but it's tough to beat Dinosaur Barbecue.
Well, I think I was in Syracuse one time. I got lost, but
that's hard to do.
They played there. We used to fly in, fly out. You didn't really get to have meals and stuff like that. But what'd you say it was? Dinosaur
barbecue. Trust me, you have to wait like 2 hours.
Good stuff,
huh? It's phenomenal.
Heard this like aged beef, right?
Yeah.
Well, Tim, I thought the Buckeyes would move up to number 2, given that I didn't think Georgia was that impressive over the weekend. But whoo, what a sigh of relief at the end of Saturday night.
You're not aware of the SEC bias, I guess. Then.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
But no, I mean, I was, you know, here. I just wonder how many poll voters turned off the Ohio State game when they were down, you know, 12 points and woke up after they voted the next day and went, wait a minute, they got beat. But I don't know how to put that game into perspective from the standpoint of I really thought Ohio State would handle business over there. And based on what I saw from Penn State the first several games and, you know, the fact they were able to pull out a win was spectacular, but I didn't understand them being in that pickle in the first place. So, you know, I can understand that, but obviously Clemson struggled when it lost its starting quarterback, struggled against Syracuse, so I could see that one. But I don't know. That was, I mean,
what would you?
Meyer, I mean, that was the great escape, man. That was
it really was
football team, and you know, it's somebody tweeted. I think middle of the night that the only person on Ohio State that thought they were beat was probably Urban because, you know, that's what he said after the game. But I'm sure there were a lot of people scratching their heads for sure.
Well, when you look at it, too, Penn State didn't capitalize on turnovers. They missed the field goal. They
right.
settled for field goals instead of touchdowns. McSorley was the best quarterback on the field.
Right.
Both defensive lines were good, but Penn State was really getting a push on the Ohio State line. I mean, when you add everything together, you would think this is a classic, Tim, and you've seen it. They stole a win.
Yeah, they did. Well, they did, but you know.
But Penn State let them hang out.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, they kept dialing the dial, you know, on the safe, and they finally found, you know, I think Ohio State likes to throw screens every now and then, but they don't like to do it all day. But you know, they went to the wide screen game for the most part, and that's what really opened some things up. And you know, I give it up to Ohio State for having those kind of things in its arsenal. You know, if you stop them here, you stop them there, you stop them there. Well, they still got another way to beat you, and that's what I saw. And I saw a team in the fourth quarter, guys that refused to lose both on offense
right.
and defense. Because in the final analysis, you know, they finally did stop Penn State's offense when it mattered. And you know, converting on your chances or not is the essence of football.
Yeah, and I give it up to McSorley because the Buckeyes did a good job. When they had a spy on him, usually Harrison or whoever it was, they contained him pretty well. There was a play in the fourth quarter where they were running down, and the two linebackers, and I wasn't sure who was going to spy him, but you could see they broke out in coverage because Penn State sent the running back and the tight end.
Correct.
And boom, it's almost like McSorley saw that right away, and he's down 20 yards. He's a very intelligent quarterback where he knew when they were spying on him and when they weren't. He took advantage of that. He's a smart kid.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but, you know, there's one thing about recognizing that stuff and then being able to physically take advantage of it is the other thing. But, for example, that 51-yard run he had was – you know, was great. I mean, he just literally everybody vacated that side of the field and he took off and, you know, and then was able to outrun people. So, I mean, that was a unbelievable performance by him, the greatest total offense game in Penn State history. And yet, like you said, they only scored 26 points. So, you know, there's something to be said for a defense stiffening in the red zone also. And I thought Ohio State did a fairly good job of that defensively. But I was just more perplexed by what they weren't getting done on offense, and I'm still not sure why they had the problems they had. I mean, you know, a team's got to load up sometimes and come after you on the inside. You got to be able to take advantage of it on the outside. But I thought some guys were sort of getting beat, you know, that I didn't expect that defense to be able to beat.
So. Yeah, well, Tim May from the Dispatch is with us this Monday morning rehashing Saturday night. And you look at the, you know, over the years on any championship team, there is always that one game where you go, that, and I think that was the one, because you look at the schedule now, and not that they couldn't pull what happened in Iowa last year again this year, but Indiana, Minnesota, Purdue, Nebraska. Nebraska may be the worst team in the Big Ten.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you, Jerry. I mean, after they pulled the Penn State rabbit out of the hat last year, I thought that was the I thought that was the moment for that football team. And like you pointed out, they, you know, they spent the next week glowing, and and then Iowa snuffed them out. I mean, I keep referring to it, the ostrich egg they laid at Iowa. And that, I'm telling you, college football now, you know, Indiana, you look at Indiana, for example, Indiana's not the world's greatest team. They struggled, or they held off Rutgers 24-17, but, you know, Illinois was leading Penn State in the third quarter a week ago, or you know, a week ago plus Friday.
Yeah.
You know, you never know who's going to rise up and give you a game. And
sure.
The interesting thing about it now is, I mean, I don't think they, I think everybody agrees that this was going to be the turning point moment for this football team, if in fact they keep their act together. I'm talking about the game at Penn State, win or lose, and they pivoted big time.